Yo, what is up? It's Daniel. We are back with another episode, and man, it's been a minute. It's been a couple weeks, maybe even months. I haven't checked when was the last episode that I uploaded, but a lot of changes have gone down in my life, and I want to give you an update so that you understand the new direction I'm taking this. But along with that, while I give you the update, I want to be able to actually talk about some things that I personally learned during the last couple months of my life. A lot of reflecting, especially with the stay home, remote work for me, just a lot of time to reflect and think about what it is that I wanted to do for myself and my life. So stick around to the end, because I promise you it was something that was huge that I learned, and hopefully you've already learned this or you will learn this after listening to this episode. But long story short, I quit my job. And yes, you know what? I'm still kind of trying to figure things out. It's not all put in place. It's not all together. But this was a super scary decision. In fact, I currently remember, I was working remotely for a good chunk of the year, probably since March. And around early September, I went down to Los Angeles to stay with my friend Rafi Kazi. He has his business there where he teaches people how to code online. And actually, I had already been working with Rafi for about a couple months or so on the side, outside of my 40-hour work week with as a software engineer with Blue Origin. And to be honest, I really enjoyed that time, but I wanted to go down to LA just to check it out, just to check out the vibe, the team, the entire situation that was going down there. And when I went, man, it was so cool. It was honestly and genuinely super awesome. The 2 weeks that I spent there were probably one of the most fun 2 weeks I've ever had, one of the most challenging 2 weeks I've ever had. I was hanging out with the right people. That it's the type of people that when you hang out with them, you feel like you just want to get to that next level. You feel like you're falling behind and you're doing everything you can to just stay above water. And I realized that is what I needed in my life. That is the type of people, the type of environment, the type of pressure, positive pressure, shall I say, that I need to surround myself now to be able to pivot me towards what it is that I want to do. Because as I start to reflect, I realized that I kind of want to pivot away from software engineering. Yes, that's what I was doing for 40 hours a week, and it was an awesome experience. It was a great stepping stone, but I realized that's not what I wanted to do the rest of my life. Because what I wanted to do the rest of my life was what I was doing on my own time, on my fun, like my spare time, I was dedicating to learning about business, to learning about marketing, online selling, and it has been so much fun. And just being able to reflect on that, having that experience in Los Angeles, being able to talk, like every conversation we had was insane. It was something with marketing, business, personal development. I just felt like I had to get to that next level. So after those 2 weeks in Los Angeles, I flew back home to El Paso to see my parents. But before that, I was quarantining in the hotel. And I clearly remember it was Monday morning. In fact, it was Monday, September 21st, my birthday, Monday morning. And I started to write my email. I'm sitting there, in the little hotel room, how they give you that little desk and chair. I'm sitting there in the desk and chair. It's like 8 a.m. and I'm just writing out the email. And, I'm telling my manager, like, hey, I want to have a conversation with you. And we get on the call, we talk about it. He was very supportive about my decision to basically pursue my dreams and pursue my ventures. And then after that call, that's when I started to write this email. And this email was to make it official to him and to the team that it was, I'm putting in my 2 weeks. And I'm gonna leave the company. I'm gonna leave a place where I've grown for the past 2 years and I've appreciated so much. Like, I feel so grateful for that opportunity. It was a privilege to get to meet the awesome people at Blue Origin, the awesome team that I worked with, the awesome friends and coworkers that I had there. And as I'm writing out this email, I mean, for me, this was what I had been waiting for, like, for basically since I moved to Seattle for 3 years. Like, when I moved to Seattle, I came with the mindset of being a software engineer is just a stepping stone. I'm gonna try to figure my own path in some sort of online business. So this is what I worked so hard for 3 years. And I remember typing up that email. I start to get emotional. I start to get, like, oh my gosh, this is it. I start to get excited. And I click send. And when I click send, for me, that just made it official. my whole team now knows that it's my 2 weeks. And it's like, all right, now it's out there. And the minute that happened, I swear, I started to feel like these weird emotions. I was super excited. This is what I had worked for 3 years, like so hard to do. But then I realized I was also like very sad. I was like, what? Why am I sad? This is what I worked for 3 years. Like, I'm not even gonna lie. I cried. I was laughing and crying at the same time right after I sent that email. And the reason, after reflecting and thinking about those raw emotions, the reason was because what I realized was, yes, I'm super grateful for the experience, but the people that I met were just amazing, genuine people. And this is the lesson that I learned, which is, it's not necessarily just about the work that you do, but it's gonna be about the people that you surround with, the people that you share your experience with, whether it's your work experience, your life experience, if it's your family, right? Your relationships. That is what truly matters at the end of the day. Right? Because I mean, if we look at the end of the day, we're all going to die sometime in the future. Even the memory of us is going to die. You know, whoever remembers us is going to, right? So it's like very nihilistic. But the beauty of it is those relationships you built. And I'm not going to lie, those last 2 weeks, man, I had like some emotional times when I'd be talking to my coworker, realize this is probably going to be the last time that I spoke with my coworker, and my voice would start to crack as I'm talking to him. You know, I would like not show up on the camera because my eyes would get a little teary because we're still doing remote work. But in my head, I was like, man, this is just like the last time I might talk to him. Maybe in the future I might be able to catch up with them, but you know, it's just obviously not going to be the same. But instead, I just realized that there's nothing bad with that, because in the end, things are always going to just stop. Things are always going to change. There's nothing that's going to stay the same. But the memories I had with my coworkers, the memories I had with my friends working there, were just a beautiful part about the journey of my personal journey working at Blue Origin. And those are a reminder that is the exact same situation for every part of my life. With my health, it's the relationships that I have with all the gym buddies I used to have, all my lifting partners I used to have, all my coaches that I still, or my coach that I still have, or all my coaches that I've had in my past. When it comes to business, you know, right now I'm having and learning a lot of fun with my friend Kazi and his team, but who knows, that might end sometime in the future. So it just reminded me to cherish those small moments, because it's those small moments that make everything worth it. It's those small moments and those relationships that you build that really give an amazing, valuable memory to you, that really make the journey worth it. So it was a huge transformation. I mean, not a transformation, it was just a huge change for me. I mean, I left my comfortable, cushy, financially cushy job into just jumping into the wild. Now, I do kind of have a plan. I did have lots of savings so that I could save that way. And now it's just about making it happen. You know, I've worked for this. I built habits around this. I've put blood, sweat, and tears into this. And that moment passed, and now it's been about 2 weeks, and I've been loving and cherishing every single moment of it. The good, the bad, the ugly in 2 weeks. You know, there's probably going to get even more extreme in the future. It might get even better, even worse. I don't know what's going to happen. But along with enjoying each moment, I'm going to enjoy each relationship as well. Each person I come across. Whether I feel like it was a great thing or a bad thing or whatever I want to judge it as when it happens. And those relationships are what it's just going to make the experience so beautiful. That's what's going to make it worth feeling emotional about in the end. When it stops and I feel emotional about it, I don't even take that as a bad thing. And if anything, I take that as such a great thing, because that is what just added so much passion to that. That is what just drove whatever emotions I had around that. So that is my life update. I pivoted. It was a huge pivot. And I realized something big. I realized I just have to, you know, cherish those relationships and build the right relationships. And that's going to be something I'm going to start to focus on moving forward, because when I first moved to Seattle, that was definitely not a focus of mine. If anything, I tried to stay very distant from people because I always thought Seattle was just like a stepping stone, right? And I was going to move on from there. But now I'm going to make sure that with everything I do, I really connect with the people. I really meet the people. I really get to know the people. Because my last 3 years here in Seattle, I feel like I started to do that just my very last year. And that has made all the difference. So guys, join me along on my journey. I still want to talk about ideas that I have. I still don't know what the hell this podcast is going to be, but I want to get back to publishing consistently, publishing often, and trying to add value to you guys, and trying to add, I don't know, something awesome to your life. Maybe whether it's an idea or it pivots your philosophy or ideas or whatever that may be. So guys, if you found value in this episode, all I ask is that you share this with somebody. Someone who might be going through that moment of deciding what to do, what not to do. I don't even know if this will help. But maybe someone who has to realize the importance of relationships, or hasn't realized it, or has realized it. Whatever that may be, if you could share this with someone, this would mean the world to me, especially if you got value from it. All right, guys. Well, that is it for this episode. I am glad to be back on track, and I hope to see you on the next one. Peace.